This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Hey, David, thanks for having me. Good to be here today. I hope you're having fun at Lenders One. I know you always get excited for those conferences, so hope it is very productive for you. Anyways, couple great things going on. Today's less of a tip or a couple words on some good things about technology, but more about some interesting things I found in the news. So to get started, the first one is a company we've talked about in the past. Their name is Regora. They recently raised $10 million in their Series A funding. If you don't know Regora, they're an appraisal technology company. They have really, in a way, disrupted and changed how we think about appraisals today. And this money, this last round, as their quote says, is a testament to both the rapid growth and the strength of their software. They want to continue to modernize and scale their platform. They want to add engineering, sales, operations, and more importantly, in order to expand, they need partnerships. So I'm guessing they're going to really use a good portion of this for some of those partnerships. This most recent round of funding, by the way, for Regora brings them to about $15 million in total funding. So if you don't use Regora, you want to check them out. They've got really cool technology. Head over to Google and search for them. All right, the next one. This is great. We think of how to compete with the rise of new fintechs, right? It's not just financial institutions, but it is even more. And so anyways, you know, we always think about as a financial institution, how to better engage with our existing customers, how to let them know that we have the technology and we're here for them in order for them to think of us or look at us first as their partner for their mortgage or their real estate financing. And so this is the company's House Canary. We've heard of them. They have partnered. It's called Come Home. And the title of this article is They Drive Engagement, Retention, and Conversion of Loan Customers. And what's really cool is it's a digital experience, as we would expect, but it's bridging real estate and financing together. They typically partner with your point of sale, also with your loan origination system. And what they do is they know that your customers think in terms of homes and not products. And so they capitalize on that customer relationship. They can mine your entire database and they engage with your customers, your members, etc. Here's some examples of what I saw that they do. They pre-approve customers and confirm loans in moments by pre-underwriting properties. They can help you understand any risk and certification of that, of the valuation that they provide. They also are there for your customers in their house hunting process or their existing home, and they'll continue to provide event-driven information, valuations, emails. They will continue to provide that customer or engage that customer into information about that property and your brand. And then finally, they call it empowerment for your customers. They leverage your existing banking and credit relationships to educate customers about the buying power they may have. And you can customize and modify that. I mentioned them today not because they have anything new in the news, but because as we continue to look at all this digital mortgage technology or fintech technology, we need to find ways outside of just the point of sale or outside of just CRM or marketing, but ways that we truly can better enhance that customer relationship. And so as a financial institution, empowering your customers with information that they're looking for and treating them as a partner in the process rather than a mortgage loan in the process, this is something that really could change the game for you. So you want to check it out, House Canary, and it's called Come Home. David, also I wanted to mention Simple Nexus. You know, we talked about them for probably over 2 years now in our podcast. They have just recently added new capabilities. They just had their user conference called Snug, and they just added on-the-go pricing and locking with Optimal Blue, IRLA readiness for the new 1003, and brand new in-app reviews of DU findings. They're turning out to be a really solid technology platform. I followed them for some time. If you want to check out any of the news on their user conference and these new findings, go ahead and check them out. I wanted to bring up an article next. This is from a friend of everybody in the industry, Julia Hebron. As we know, Julian, he writes for Housing Wire. He also has his own blog, The Basis Point, and he's at our digital mortgage conference as one of our judges. He talks about the Credit Karma acquisition that just occurred this week by Intuit. It was $7.1 billion. And the best part about it is some of the stats. I just want to go through some of these. The first one is Credit Karma has grown, and Julian has outlined all this stuff in his article. Credit Karma has grown to 106 million consumers since 2008. In addition, they monitor all kinds of info, including taxes and credit report details. And this is how many people have their credit report data connected. And an increasing amount of those people, those 106 million people, are doing their taxes there. And of the 106 million members, 37 million log in more than four times a month. Now, I'll be honest, I also use Credit Karma. I've used it for years now, and it has expanded, matured, and grown, and it is very informative. I actually also pay for a credit monitoring system, and I get the same data on both. The credit score is different because it's more of a Vantage score, but the point is that you can see alerts on your credit report. You get great guides and sort of leads to different financial products that you need. And that's exactly, you know, why this is going to become a powerhouse, not only match with the data from Intuit, but they provide exclusive leads. So if you were to partner with Credit Karma, you're not going to get a lead that's sent to many lenders. You're going to get a matched exclusive lead. They also have enough data to fill in an entire 1003. And so for consumers, it's another option. It's a different kind of vehicle to get connected with a financial product. For lenders, you can get an exclusive, almost complete, as Julian says it, an almost complete loan app that's ready to transact. So you want to check out those guys over at Credit Karma as well. And then the last thing I want to leave us with is it's called White Glove Service Component. When we think of technology, as a company called Optify Now, they're a cloud-based CRM and marketing automation tool, and their announcement that I found online is that they have a white glove service component. It's not about technology. It's about helping to implement the technology. And what they have done, this article is basically mentioned, they've worked with SunWest Mortgage Company, and they've helped them launch all of their different lending channels. Every channel is different. Every lender or financial institution is different. And this white glove service is really a way for them to help you be successful with the technology. It's not a new concept, folks. It's really just about knowing that as a technology provider, our technology is not a one size fits all. And when I say R, I mean R as a vendor trying to sell to the masses or sell to you as lenders. So you definitely want to check that out. For the other vendors out there, many of us already have, and I say us very loosely, have some type of, we configure, we help support, we help maintain. It's just that they've branded it and the fact that it's out there. With that, David, I hope you have a good time at Lenders One, and I'll talk to everybody next week.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. This podcast is possible because of the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, which is the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, KnowledgeCoup, Mobility RE, and Modex, and Velma, as well as VendorSurf and Vidyard. And be sure to go to the website, Lickit on Lending, and check out a write-up on each one of these vendors. I encourage you to do so. These are carefully selected sponsors, and we're proud to have them, and they can bring some serious value to you and your company. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickit on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.